Hello everybody, it's George Milan, so thank you for coming to my channel. This is about the Russia-Latin American conference. So it took place over the last few days, but not in Russia itself. I wonder why people don't feel safe traveling to Russia. All those Ukrainian drones buzzing the airports, causing the airports to close for hours. So it was held in Sao Paulo, Brazil. In the Legislative Assembly building for that state, for Sao Paulo state, was the Russian Latin American Strategic Cooperation Forum. It was known as CORAL, that's the acronym. So 13th of the 16th instance. So a 4-day forum, and they've held these before. So the Gorchakov Public Diplomacy Fund helped to finance it, after named after Prince Gorchakov, was a foreign minister in like the 1870s, if memory serves. There were delegates from 11 countries, obviously Russia, but various South American countries, perhaps surprisingly Chile, which is one of the more Western aligned ones, Colombia, Argentina, which again is surprising because Javier Milei is very pro-United States, Brazil, various other ones. And they talked about cooperation in various spheres, such as sovereignty, despite Russia trying to erase the sovereignty of Ukraine, Belarus next on the hit list. They're talking about Moldova illegally occupying some of that, illegally occupying some of Georgia and so forth. Energy, well, Russia is not the best one to turn to energy with their energy system being destroyed by the Ukrainians. Finance, Russia's got very little to spare. Does it want to borrow from them? Because obviously Russia has been blocked from the world financial system, from SWIFT and so forth. Technology, Russia's obviously rather backward in technology, but it does produce some of that stuff which is very affordable, industry and so on. Because the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, which took place last month, beginning to the late 90s, that had a session about Russian relations with Latin America in attempt to promote bilateral trade, linkages between universities and so on. They've looked particularly at nuclear industry because Russia's got a lot of nuclear energy. And it helped build nuclear power plants in Armenia and Kazakhstan, elsewhere, Turkey. So they want to increase cooperation on research, collaboration, all the different sectors and so forth, improve technological communication, because Russia has been blocked from various apps, and as the Russian government has blocked various apps and things like that, communication systems, because it fears so-called Nazi propaganda, which most would call like the truth, or news, information, and so forth. Despite the Russian constitution guaranteeing a person's right to send and receive information. So we shall see what's going on here. So Russia was trying to promote a multipolar world. There's some sort of anti-Westernism in Latin American countries. And I have some sympathy with that, because some Western countries, particularly the United States, has often mistreated Latin America, organized coup d'etats, and to save them for communism, you might say it's the right thing, but there were some US companies who were extremely exploitative. That's what banana republicanism is. You've got to see where all this leftism comes from. But anything to sort of try and break the US as a hegemon, so that the US or other Western countries, which are mostly supporting Ukraine, to undermine them. Russia needs guest workers to come and work, people from former Soviet countries are less likely to come than ever before. They need people to just volunteer to go and be cannon fodder in Ukraine and so forth. They need trade. They need sanctions evasion. They need companies in third countries to purchase sanctioned items from the USA, for example, and sell it on to them. And they're doing this through Turkey, through Georgia, through Armenia, Kazakhstan, the UAE, Uzbekistan. It might be more difficult. Georgia's more Western aligned now. Sorry, Armenia's more Western aligned, Georgia not so. Turkey might come under more pressure. The UAE may desperately need American help against Iran, might stop doing that, and so on. So it needs alternatives. But I mean, not really a diplomatic triumph for Russia, but we shall see. It won't be the last attempt. They try to link themselves to the global majority, the global South, as they used to call it. African countries, Asian countries, you know. Since about 2000, China's had an annual conference for all the African heads of state. India's tried doing the same. And then Latin America is one of the less economically developed continents. It's a country which Russia perceives is to somewhat for sale. You know, you get Chile, which is very, which is wealthy, which is on par with an average European country. Other countries which are much poorer, like Bolivia and so on, and they think they're amenable, they're open to things. There was a lot of anti-US sentiment in Bolivia. They might be receptive to Putin's gospel. Remember, Putin wasn't necessarily hostile to the United States. He just wanted to carve up the world. Will you please abandon freedom in Europe? And then I can oppress these people, and then we can have a beautiful relationship. But it's not really panning out for him. But the fact that it took place at all with 11 countries represented showed it was relatively successful for Russia. So I don't think Russia's going to abandon this anytime soon. That's part of their strategy. Appealing to resentment against the United States, France, the United Kingdom, Spain, Italy, Germany, and so on. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then to PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.